Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have some very special friends with me, as well as the great and powerful Huey at my feet, because why not? Tonight we're singing all the way up the stairs because it is that kind of night. Think you know me and the show? If you know what the singing all the way up the stairs reference means, make sure you post it on one of the show's social media pages, reference this episode, and tag me with your response for a very special shout out. And one lucky person who responds correctly will be chosen at random to receive one of my favorite things for the month of September. So that's a shout out for everyone that gets the answer right, and one of the correct responders will win one of my favorite things. It is win, win, win. And if you don't know what my favorite things are and what this little sitch is, make sure you check out Patreon, because that is one of the benefits on our Patreon show. So there you have it. It is my great honor to welcome some of our friends into our Patreon family. You have absolutely no idea what this means to me and all of our family to the show, what it means to the show and the future of the show. Every friend to the show makes a huge difference in my world every time you like, listen, subscribe, review, hang with me all over the social verse, send emails, submit ghost stories, and record with me. You guys, it really means so, so much to me, and I know to our entire Media Matters family. Tonight, I want to shout out a few of those friends that make my world go round. Welcome with very open arms, Jeff, Lauren, and Miriam. Our entire Media Matters family loves you more than ghost stories, ruffles, and Cheetos. That is some real love. True story. Thank you 17 million times and 17 million more. Thank you to everyone that's hanging with me on social media, everyone rating, subscribing, reviewing, emailing, and everything in between. It is a lot of fun getting to know you guys. Let's make sure we keep it going. Hang with me on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters, on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, on email at themediamatters@gmail.com, and with your shades on, because the future's so bright. Dead men tell no tales, but you sure can. Type up your real life ghost story and email it to me at themediamatters@gmail.com. Send it via DM on one of the show's social media pages, or dial me up and leave it on the show's voicemail to be part of the action. The number to save in your phone and dial is 850-203-0118. For your written ghost stories, I will personally read and reply to your message and contact you to make arrangements for you to tell your true ghost story right here on the show. No pressure whatsoever to be on the show. I am happy to read it on your behalf if that's more your jam. No pressure, no judgment, just good, clean, scary fun. For your voicemail ghost story, call the show at 850-203-0118. Leave your name, the state you're calling from, and let the ghost stories roll. These messages will be played on the air, so make sure you tell me if you want to keep it private. You can also leave a message with a review for the show or topic-related question, stories, and more. I'm ready to press play on this answering machine. Want exclusive goodies like bonus episodes, behind-the-scenes vlogs, and more at your little fingertips? Join our super kick-ass, super exclusive family on Patreon and get immediate access to the treats. Check us out at patreon.com/themediamatters and join the family today. Let your voice be heard. Post your rating and review of your favorite shows anywhere you listen to your podcasts. The couple of minutes it takes to leave a few words or even 5 stars really does make a huge difference. It helps podcasts move up the charts and become more visible for newcomers to see. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to leave a rating and or review for your favorite podcast and make sure your faves get seen. Without further ado, let's get stoned. You guys see what I did there? See what I did there? This week's Can't Resist Crystal is the one and only Aquamarine, also known as the Tranquilizer. This little baby is great for fluidity, soothing, and going with the flow. From EnergyMuse.com and Cassandra Eason's The Complete Crystal Handbook, this light blue and aqua-colored little lovely is great for the throat and heart chakras, as well as physical and emotional healing. It's said to be useful for throat infections, voice loss, teeth and gum problems, bronchitis, mood swings, calming angry or bad-tempered people, and so much more. Harnessing the naturally soothing spirit of the beautiful ocean, Aquamarine captures the vibrant healing powers of the ancient, life-giving waters of the earth. Known in ancient folklore as the treasure of mermaids, the Aquamarine stone is an essential component to your healing gem collection because it helps to reconnect us to water, the origins of life on the planet. To learn more about Aquamarine, make sure you check out Cassandra Eason's The Complete Crystal Handbook, EnergyMuse.com, or any resource that resonates with you. It is time to link arms and form a protective circle because things are about to get creepy as our fabulous friends Ashley and Melissa recount their haunting tales to keep us all up at night. All right, guys, as promised, I have the lovely Ashley with us tonight. And Ashley is a friend to the show. She is fantastic and everyone. I'm so excited to spend some time with her. Ashley, welcome to the Media Matters.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. I'm so happy to have you. And you guys don't know this, but Ashley is feeling a little under the weather. So please send a lot of love and light her way so that she recovers very, very quickly and is just feeling 100 like immediately.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, let's hope. So Ashley, you were kind enough to take some time out of what I imagine is a very busy schedule like the rest of us, and you sent in a ghost story. And so I wanted to talk about that with you and then, you know, just kind of talk about what your background is and what other experiences you've had. So do you want to start off by telling everybody about your experience, the one that you submitted?
Yes. It was just recently I had lost a friend, and it turned out every time I was thinking about him, I would come across a dime. And a coworker had told me, you know, every time you find a dime or a quarter, it's that person like reaching out to you saying hi and that they're here. And I didn't believe it at first. It was really hard for me to get on board with. And that same day I got off the trolley to head home. And there's a dime sitting in the ground. And I'm like, okay, I believe you. I get it. And there's just been a few times where I randomly started thinking about him and remembering our good times. And the next thing I know is there's dimes on the ground. And I pick them up. I keep every one I find. And the next song on my playlist is one of his band songs. And I'm like, wow. Okay, I get it. You're saying hi.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and it happens a lot. Like, I just get random thoughts and a random memory of him, and there's a dime somewhere on the ground. And it's kind of nice now that I can fully believe in it because it's happened so many times.
Right.
So that was that one. And she gets them all the time. She'll find quarters and dimes, and each one represents one of her parents.
Oh, wow.
To her. Yeah, and it's crazy how often it happens now.
So, like, they leave a different type of coin for her to represent each one of them, right?
Yeah, I always get it mixed up. I think the quarter, if she finds a quarter, she's always like, oh, that's my mom saying hi. And when it comes to a dime, she's like, that's my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's to the point that if a kid finds a quarter at the school, because we work together, they'll run over and show her the quarter. Be like, look, showed up, Miss Tracy.
Oh, wow.
And then she takes a picture of it. She lets the kids keep the coin and just knows that mom or dad was saying hi.
Yeah, as they like to do, which is really cool. So just because they're not here in the physical world anymore doesn't mean that they don't still, you know, love us and want to communicate. So it is comforting. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it could be a little creepy.
Yeah, it was really comforting because my friend, he passed away so suddenly and I didn't really get a chance to say goodbye or know about it for a couple months. And then,
oh, wow.
Yeah, because he'd lived out of state and the way Facebook sets up anymore, like I just wasn't seeing his post until I went to his page and then I found out and I was like, oh no.
Gosh. That's terrible. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah,
it's never easy. It is never easy. And I honestly don't think like a million years is long enough.
No.
You like love and care for someone. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, that's really cool that he likes to communicate with you that way. And with the coins and with his music.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
I like it.
So that's his specific music. Like he created that with a band?
Yeah, he was in several bands, and I had just come across some of his older band stuff online and added it to my playlist. And I was like, well, at least I still get to hear him.
Right.
And watch the music video that's with it. So
that's cool. A legacy.
Yeah. Definitely something when I'm missing them, I can turn it on and remember.
That's nice. So I do remember from your story that you submitted, there was something about you having seen someone, I think it was in your living room, and you, the actions that followed were so impressive, because I remember just reading it going, man, that is so cool, because it took me forever to get there. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? That, what happened that night, what you saw and what you did?
Yeah, I was sitting at my kitchen table working on probably my shop, and out of the corner of my eye, I start seeing this black form start in my living room, and it looked like a t-shirt, like a black t-shirt. And I was just like, no, go away. I don't want to see this.
Oh my gosh.
Nope. And it was gone.
So you said that out loud?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It felt silly, but I was like, nope, don't want to see this. Don't know who you are. Don't want to see it. Go away.
And that's so impressive, because I think what happens a lot is in a moment like that, most people have a very internal dialogue, and which there's nothing wrong with that. But I think what happens is we tend to freeze up and we're like, oh my God, what do I do? What is that? And your mind is racing, trying to put some logic into whatever it is that you're seeing.
Yeah.
And not once do you think to say, like, you need to leave and really assert, you know, your boundaries. So I'm so proud of you for doing that, because I mean, it took me forever.
I'm shocked it actually worked, but
yeah, and it does. I mean, you know, sometimes it takes, you know, you have to say it a few times, like you're talking to a kid or your pet.
but
it does work. It does work. So you saw,
that doesn't work on them.
So I'm surprised that it actually does. You know, it takes a few tries, but the spirit world ends up listening.
Yeah.
So you did actually see with your physical eyes something begin to take form in your living room.
Yes.
Is this a normal occurrence for you? Like, do you typically see things, or if not, have you, you know, throughout your life seen things here and there or had experiences?
Throughout my life, yes. It hasn't happened in a very long time, and I don't know if it's just I've been so busy with kids and work. But in my past, I have seen things and had other experiences like it.
Wow.
I remember I was sitting in the kitchen of our one house, and I was talking to my grandmother about my uncle who had passed. And the next thing I know is we're seeing smoke, like cigarette smoke, fill the kitchen.
Oh,
and
my
uncle
God.
Was a smoker. And I'm like, I smell, and I can smell the cigarettes, and I look at my grandmother, and I'm like, you're seeing this too, right? And I know she did, but she totally was like, nope, not seeing it. She refused to believe in anything paranormal or anything of that. She totally flat out refused to believe it.
Even with something happening right in front of her?
Yeah, and she had actually seen a ghost come down the hallway and into the kitchen of a former house, and she still flat out believes
nothing
happens.
So what was her explanation for that?
I was tired and half asleep. But I'm like, okay, sure, mom,
Yeah, she's like, pay no attention to the man coming down the hall with the chains. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, Everybody in my family has had some kind of experience like that, like my mom, my sister, my grandmother. Now my mom and sister will believe it, my grandmother no.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So what kinds of experiences have your mom and sister had?
My mom has seen a figure of a man standing at the end of her bed, and she has walked in and found her bathroom completely torn apart. I mean, everything out where it's not supposed to be. And she yelled at me and my sister, and we're like, we haven't even been home today, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
And we walked up there, and I mean, everything's just off the shelves, toilet paper's all over the floor, towels are not where they were supposed to be. We're like, that's insane.
And that was her bathroom alone?
Yeah, that was hers. It was the master bathroom of our house, so it was just hers.
Wow. So did she feel like that was something specific to her? Somebody trying to get her attention?
She thinks so, because until that point, it was just me and my sister who had had experiences in the home, and then finally, it had happened to her.
Wow.
I think it was just trying to say, hi, yeah, here, you can see me too.
Don't feel left out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And my sister had seen shadows, and I know there's one time we were home by ourselves, and we had this really big Alaskan Malamute dog. I mean, he's 150 pounds, huge. And the next thing we know is he's charging the front door, growling. And we're like, what is going on? And we look out the window and we see absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
But that dog is dead set that there is something out there.
Mm-mm, that's not okay.
Yeah. No, and I looked out, I'm like, not a cat, there wasn't any other dogs, and nothing, and this dog, he would not leave the front door for a while, he just stayed there.
That is so scary, I don't even know what I would do, and I'll say, like, I've had, that. It's happened a few times in whatever house I've been living in, that, like, one of my dogs has freaked out on something, but there was this one time when I was alone with my first dog, who, my first dog, Honey, who has passed away.
Oh.
But she, oh, thank you. Yeah, she was incredible and delicious. I miss her all the time. So it was just the two of us in the house, and I'm like working in the office, and I had my back to the rest of the living room and kitchen, and she's in the living room, and out of nowhere, she was like dead asleep, and then she starts growling, like this low growl. And
oh, man.
I'm like, what the? And initially I like ignored it. And then it really got my attention, and I turn around, and she's just like, all her fur on her back is standing up, and she just keeps walking this like half circle around the TV and front door area.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, dude, stop. I'm like, what the heck? And I got up and I'm walking all over really slow. I was like, oh, my God, stop, please. What's happening? Well, I want to say it was something like something with the Xbox or something like that was sitting right under the TV, like on the stand. And it was like starting, it was like powering itself on and off.
Oh, man.
And so I didn't know that initially. And when I finally figured out that it was the Xbox, I was so relieved because I actually knew that was a problem that it had been having. And we were waiting for a shipping label so we could send it back to Microsoft and get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was like, I don't know what you're seeing that I can't see, but whatever it is, it's really agitating you. And I am freaking out. So I was like, I'm about to grab my dog, throw her under my arm and get the hell out of here.
But, yeah, I had one of those moments. I mean, I was laying on my bed in the same house that all this other stuff happened. I'm laying there trying to sleep, and my dog's at the end of the bed. And next thing I know is he starts growling, and the hair's on his neck, and he's like looking at my bedroom door. And I'm like, no. Please don't. That house was so active, and I was so relieved when we finally got out.
Oh, wow. Is this like a recent house that you lived in?
No, I was still in high school. So it was back in like the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And we were only there for like 2-3 years, and then we finally convinced my mom that we're like, we've had enough and we want out of here.
Oh my God. Is that the house where her bathroom was tossed around?
Yeah.
Wow.
The bathroom happened there. The smoke I saw, that I'm pretty sure was my uncle, was there. The dogs reacting to things were there. I saw my sister's hair get moved by nothing. I mean, you could see it get like someone was playing with it. Like they're picking it up and then letting it go.
Oh my God. And actually, I'm just saying, I have nightmares like that.
Yeah.
I do. Like I have these crazy dreams. Time. No, I can't. Oh no.
Sorry.
Did she feel it, or was it just you that saw it and you're like,
Oh no, she felt it. And she just looked at me with like her eyes. She was like petrified.
Oh,
and I'm just looking, standing there, I'm like, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Oh my God. So how long after you guys moved in did you notice that stuff was going on?
A couple months. It was quiet for a couple months. And then it started happening. And it was slow. little things here and there, like your floorboard creaks, and then the dogs would do act to something. And then it was about a year into it that I saw the smoke, and then it just like gradually picked up more and more.
Oh my God. So it's nice of them. They were considerate and started you off really slow.
Yeah.
They didn't just bombard you.
Yeah. Thank gosh.
But then really kicked it up because, you know,
they did
moving someone's hair, and that's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. My aunt came out to visit, and she's a minister. She came out and she blessed the house. We did the stage sticking, smudging in the rooms and stuff, and it didn't seem to do anything.
Hmm.
It just seemed to like, you know, it'd die off for a week and then someone would hear something or feel something.
That's crazy.
And then we were just like, no, we're done. And we have to move to an apartment.
Yeah, that is. So do you watch American Horror Story?
A little bit here and there. My husband's a huge fan of it. So.
So I remember in the first season, one of the characters was trying to banish some ghosts from the home that they were living in, her and her family were living in.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, she had gotten, you know, this tip on what to do. And she is going through this ritual, if you will, to banish them. And one of them pretty much comes out and is like laughing in her face. And so yeah. I have always, like, since watching that, like, it just bummed me out so much. I was like, oh no, is that what it's really like? They just like pretend to go and they're really just laughing at you.
Maybe like, some of them.
Yeah. I'm like, it wouldn't surprise me, but
yeah.
But then honestly, I don't know. I think we're a lot more powerful. And when we set those boundaries and those intentions, I'm like, watch out, spirit world.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it wasn't working because me and my sister were like so curious at that time as to what it was. And
right.
Didn't really like let it go. We wanted to know more.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense then. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And, you know, there's this big thing with kids and, you know, kids going through puberty and kids in that mm-hmm. in those teenage years that have this incredible amount of energy just like surging, coming off them in every direction. And I have read and heard and, you know, watched different things about spirit just being super attracted to that.
Yeah, and there was a lot going on emotionally.
Yes.
For some of us during that time. I know I can't say much or she'll kill me. So I just know it was a really hard time for some of us. So
no, I'm sure that didn't help. That. Yeah, I totally get that. It's like the perfect recipe
mm-hmm.
for things like that to happen. That's my experience is very similar with that as well. When I had at the height of, well, not the height, but one of those periods of time when I had a lot of activity in my teenage years, it was same kind of thing. There was just a lot of ups and downs, a lot of just felt like a lot of darkness, a lot of, mm-hmm. and it definitely is. And, you know, and then I've watched things about, poltergeist and that being linked to teenagers and their energy. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's so crazy. So I'm like, you mean to tell me that my energy as a teenager is what's causing all these things to manifest? Like that is way more than I can even begin to process. So I don't know.
I should probably say sorry to my mom for that.
Me too. I should.
Sorry, mom.
I should apologize to your mom and my mom because as a teenage girl, good Lord. So I don't know. I don't really know what my stance is on that. And if I completely buy into that 100%, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a combination for sure. I do think energy is incredibly powerful because it can be healing and, mm-hmm. you know, and it could also be destructive. So I would never say, no, that's not possible, but I don't subscribe to it being the only thing going on.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know, because my daughter, my oldest is 12. Oh, so God. We're getting right there. And I'm like, no.
Break up that sage.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to buy stock in it.
Yeah, let's break it out now. Put crystals under her bed and strap them to her body.
Oh, she loves crystals too. Oh, good. So it won't be hard.
Oh, that's awesome. What's her favorite crystal?
Oh crap, I should know and I don't.
Well, find out and let me know, and we will send her a crystal from us that she can keep with her and hopefully cherish for a little while.
Oh, yeah. They both actually listen here and there to your podcast. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, they were very excited when I told them I was going to talk to you.
Yes. So do your kids have any experiences?
You know, my oldest, when she was younger, it scared the crap out of me and my husband. She wouldn't want to sleep in her bedroom. She was about 2 and a half. And she kept saying, there's a scary man on my ceiling.
Oh, no.
And, you know, we went in there and, like, we're looking all around. We're like, no, there's nothing in here, sweetheart. It's okay. And try to reassure her. But she just kept going on about it for a while. And, I mean, we never had any experiences. And that apartment was kind of, like, blah and boring. And nothing happened there. Right. Anyways. So we kind of were like, okay, she's just imagining. It's just a young little one's mind. And then we moved into the place we're at now, and she kept telling me she saw a lady in pink, a little lady in pink. And I'm like, okay, we're outside playing. Did you see a little girl run by, maybe, in a pink dress? But I'm looking all over, and I never see one. And it happened a few times, and then all of a sudden, it was done. No more.
Wow.
No more talk of the little girl in pink. She remembers that, but she doesn't remember the other one.
That's interesting. And I find that too with little kids. They just kind of reach a point where they stop talking about it, either because it's just gone or they're just done talking about it. And then, you know, most times they don't even remember.
Yeah, like the one on the ceiling, she's like, I don't remember that. And we're like, oh, we do.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
You scared us.
Like, we were like, what is going to happen now?
Oh my gosh. How long did that go on?
Just a few months, and it was right towards the end of us living in that apartment, right before we moved.
Wow.
Yeah. And the little one, nothing from her on anything, so I don't think she's experienced anything.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Oh my gosh, that's so scary. So did you notice if anything had changed before that started happening, or even in your old house when you and your sister were teenagers, right before everything started to happen? Did you know, or can you think back and pinpoint anything that had changed?
No, not really. For the most part, I think everything was just going normal as it was for us.
Yeah. Just everyday life.
Yeah. Everyday high school life for us.
That's interesting. Yeah. And sometimes that's just how it goes. They just, you know, make themselves known. And, you know, maybe that initial period of, you know, the first couple months of no activity was them checking you out too.
Maybe. And my grandmother always told me her mother, I guess, played with a Ouija board.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And when they were younger, and I guess they just kind of like tossed it, threw it away. But my grandmother always told me, like, she thought that you were supposed to close it a certain way and then you were done with it. And if you didn't, it left, like, the portal open. And it's funny because her grandmother or mom, whoever it was, had an experience. I don't remember it anymore. A ghostly experience. And then my grandmother's had her own. And then my mom, then me, my sister, and then my oldest. And I'm like, is that true? Did my great grandmother totally mess this up and like leave this thing open for me now? Thanks a lot.
I know. Thank you very much. I mean, anything is possible, and I couldn't tell you from here. I mean, I could meditate on it if you wanted me to and try to see if I can find a connection. But I mean, it really could be anything. It could be that, which I don't think is as likely as, you know, you just in everyday life, moving around and doing all the things you do, you come in contact with so much energy. And I don't necessarily mean spiritual beings. I mean just energy. Everybody that touches a certain doorknob, there's a lot of residue on that doorknob. Yeah. And so, you know, walking into a store, walking into a thrift shop, an antique store, a grocery store, the gas station, school, mm-hmm. you know, it's everybody's energy and everybody's highs and lows. And so mm-hmm. that stuff can cling to you and it yeah. can manifest into things, just like, you know, we were talking about that teenage energy potentially manifesting and being that poltergeist activity. Mm-hmm. So it could be the same kind of thing where you kind of pick things up along the way without even noticing, and it slowly becomes something else, or it yeah. attracts other things, or you attract other things. And, you know, it could be so many different things. So I don't think it's as likely that it's an open portal that has mm-hmm. just followed you guys around for generations. I definitely think it's just more likely that in everyday life, these things can attach, and, you know, it's just energy. And sometimes, you know, some people are more attractive to the spirit world, and maybe the ones that are left here, the earthbound spirits and what have you, you know, and if you have some kind of, which, you know, we're all light beings, we all have that beautiful energy. So if you have any kind of intuitive abilities, whether you have acknowledged them or not, that's super attractive.
Yeah.
So for, you know, the kids, and I totally get it. I see where that happens. Well, that's crazy. I'm glad that you guys are okay and your sister's fine and she's not traumatized mm-hmm. by her hair being moved. And
you know, she was okay.
That's a lot. Oh my gosh. So when you guys left that apartment or that home and you moved, did everything just stop happening?
Yeah. It was like a total switch. I don't feel like anything followed us or joined with us to another place. It was quiet. The apartment was quiet and we all kind of just forgot about it for a while.
So do you have any desire to touch a Ouija board?
No.
Good.
No, especially because it's like, no, I've got enough. No, thanks.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd be afraid my grandmother would come through it and yell at me for it.
I know, and she probably would.
She probably would. She probably like threaten to stab me with a fork again or something.
Oh, God, again.
Yeah, you touch her food, she'd stab you with a fork. And oh, yeah. I learned it the hard way.
No, I understand. I get it. Yeah. You shouldn't share. It's your food.
Yeah, I'm the same way now. So.
Yeah. You're like, I get it. Yeah, no, I mean, I know that there are a lot of people that use Ouija boards as tools for communication or whatever the case, mm-hmm. and they feel incredibly comfortable and they know how to do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to them, I say fantastic, but definitely yeah. not my jam. Like I did it the super wrong way, the very, very wrong way. And that's all I needed. I'm good.
Yeah. See, I'd be afraid I'd do it wrong or something.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to try. Like, it took me forever just to agree to do something like Reiki. And I was, mm-hmm. so terrified. I'm like, no, I'm okay. So I definitely don't regret it now. But no, there are just certain things yeah. that I know don't vibe with me and a Ouija board. Like in the store, walking through mm-hmm. the toy aisle where the games are, I will like walk clear around it. I mean, not even just pass, but make a huge, like, on purpose circle around it because I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, my girls love to find it and, like, look at it. They're like, let's get one. I'm like, no.
Mm-mm.
No. You're crazy.
Yes. Oh, God, no. Mm-mm. And there's so many scary movies out there that are, you know, and yeah. I know they're somebody sat and wrote the script, but even still, I'm like, no, look it. Watch the movie. It's not good.
Yeah, I know. We just went and saw that Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark. And
oh, how was it?
It was. I liked it. My husband thought it was lame.
Yeah, I want to see it. I do want to see
it. But both my girls went with us and they thought it was pretty cool.
Oh, man. I really need to see it now. I just watched, well, not just, but a few weeks ago, watched Annabelle with my boyfriend and one of my cousins. And she was a riot because she invited us and didn't even watch the movie. like Ashley, she had head down the whole time covering her face and we're dying laughing. And then in the end confessed that she thought about leaving us there. I'm like, what? Yeah, she was so scared. I'm like, then why did you tell us to come?
Yeah. My little one's my horror movie one. She'll watch all of them with us. Oh, but yes. The oldest, not so much. I'm surprised we got her to see this.
Yeah, I love a good scary movie. I love them. And, mm-hmm. you know, my parents could never understand why. Because I was always afraid of everything. But they're so good. I love them. I love them. Yeah. Well, I am so excited that you came on and you filled us with all of this terror and no one's going to sleep tonight. So thank you, Ashley.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, no one can sleep.
I know. I do it every week. It's fine. I really am happy that you agreed to come on and tell us your stories. And hopefully we can have you back on at some point. You can come and tell more stories. Hopefully not new ones, just old ones that you remember. And yeah, because if it's new stuff, then something's gone wrong.
Yes, hopefully no new ones and just old ones I remember.
Yeah, just old ones you remember. Or if you ever want to come and hang with us on an episode and chime in or pick a topic, whatever the case, I would love to have you back on.
That'll be fun.
So thank you again, Ashley. You guys, I hope that you enjoyed Ashley's stories and again, wish her well. So she feels 100% very, very soon. Ashley, thank you again. I hope you have a fantastic evening and week and weekend and we will chat soon, my friend. So guys, I have one of our friends to the show, Melissa, with us tonight, and I am so excited that she joined us. Melissa has some scary experiences that have happened to her in her home, and she's going to share them with us now. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi. Thank you all for listening to my story. Well, it's not really a story. It was something that we lived for 2 long years. We had to move out of our house, and we were looking for a house to move into, and we were short in time, had 2 weeks to find it. And my husband found this house and we walked in and I hated it from the start. The vibe in it was so just creepy. It was a beautiful 4-bedroom house, nice neighborhood, but I just felt this vibe. I knew I didn't like it. I hated the kitchen. I had nothing nice to say about it. But anyways, we moved in and almost instantly I realized that we weren't alone. I've always been sensitive to, you know, things falling or, you know, different doors closing, you know, could be explained by wind. But I knew instantly that this wasn't like my mom's spirit with us. I knew that there was someone else. And I told my husband and he kind of, you know, shoved it off like, oh, you're crazy. But I knew that there was something else. So probably about 2 weeks in, lights would turn on and off. We'd see bright flashes from this extra bedroom. We would see and hear different things in the back of the house. And everything was hardwood and we had 3 dogs. So we just kind of like, oh, okay, it's just the house settling. And then things started to happen where we would hear knocks. We'd be sitting on the couch in this living room and we'd hear knocks inside the wall from a room that we put nothing in because the vibe was so creepy. And there was no explanation for them. So we just kept going and we're like, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. And I kept telling my husband, there's someone here. And he just didn't believe me. One day I had a dream and it was an Asian man. And he was basically there telling me that he was the spirit in the house. And he shuffled, there was no words spoken. He shuffled his feet across the street and I knew exactly what he was wearing. And so I kept telling my husband, the Asian man is here. And he's like, oh, you're crazy. And we were sitting down at dinner and he goes, okay, Asian man, if you're here, open the door. Cause he's been opening and closing doors. Not more than 5 minutes later, this door opens and my husband looks at it and looks at me and he's like, there is no way. And later we walked into the kitchen and he told my mom, who's in heaven, and said, Linda, get rid of this Asian man. And all of a sudden, a Christmas decoration, this is mid-July, a Christmas decoration that is motion activated with no batteries, started to sing. And my husband's like, I'm out of here. And he went out of the house. So little things like this always happen in this house. Another instance, my son couldn't find his belt. And we were looking for his belt. And all of a sudden he found it under his couch in his room. There were three belts lined up exactly in a row. I couldn't explain that. He couldn't explain that. All of a sudden our coffee maker would start brewing. And I thought, oh, okay, maybe my sister-in-law put it at, you know, a timer. But it would go off at like 4:16, 3:24, like all different times. And then my son did not know of anything that I was feeling or I was experiencing because he was 18 and I didn't want to, you know, make him scared to be at home alone or anything else. I was unaware of what he was going through. He was unaware of what we were going through because he was hearing things and seeing things himself. And he would sit in his car and he would hear someone shuffling their feet. And as he told me this, I knew exactly the shuffle because that was the Asian man of the spirit that I've been feeling. And so things just got progressively worse. We were only in this house about 2 years. And when we decided to move, it was a rocky road from then on, because as soon as we decided to move, this spirit, I don't know if it got mad, it got angry. There was one instance where I was laying in the bed going through a drawer, and my dogs, all of a sudden it felt like there was an earthquake and the floor cracked and the earth started to move and my dogs were barking. And so I text everybody, oh my gosh, we just had an earthquake. So, you know, we're in California. And I text my brother, I text my husband, I text my friend, and everybody texted me back and said there was no earthquake. And there was an earthquake. My bed was moving, my room was moving, my dogs were barking. So that I could not explain. And I just kept telling my friend, I need to get out of this house. Every time I was in the bathroom, in the back bathroom, which I think that, you know, this people lived in, I think the gentleman passed away in this house. And every time I was in the bathroom taking a shower, I would always hear someone. And it was attached to our bedroom and it was attached to this room that had that such dark, dark vibe. And I would always feel that someone was there and I would always yell out for my husband, babe, are you there? And he was never there. And I would hear whistling when I was in the shower. And then one day I heard this organ music, like this old church, you know, antique, just vintage church. I would just picture it in my mind. And this organ was so, this music was just so rich. And I was like, is that coming out of my shower head? And then I start to think, are you crazy? It's not coming out of your shower head. I turn the shower off, it goes away. I turn the shower on, and the organ music begins to play again. And no short of 2 days later do I see on Facebook, my friend was visiting a church in, I think she was in Ireland. And that same organ, that same music was playing. And that was 2 days later. I almost threw my phone. So it's just, this house had so many different interests. It's not just a ghost story. It was 2 years of complete knowing you're not alone. There's one thing of feeling a spirit of like your close family, but there's another thing of just knowing that something is there. And I don't know if it's necessarily just one person, because I had visited a medium and she had told me that our house was a portal and she knew nothing about where we were living. I never told her anything, but she did tell me that there was a spirit in my house and it was also a portal. And you know how mirrors are, and this house had so many mirrors attached to this house. So that's my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Friends, that's our episode on Ghost Stories from Our Friends with Ashley and Melissa. We hope you enjoyed this creepy content as much as we did. Thank you again for joining us for another Can't Miss episode and tuning in week after week. It means so, so much to every one of us. Don't forget to hang with me on Twitter and Snapchat at Media Matters and on Instagram and Facebook at The Media Matters, where I show you even more love. Make sure you snap a screenshot of you listening to this or any Media Matters episode, post it on the social verse, tag me, and I will shout you out. If you think you know me and the show, post your response to the singing all the way up the stairs reference you heard at the beginning of the episode on the social verse. Tag me in it and I will shout you out. And one person who responds correctly will be chosen at random to receive one of my favorite things for the month of September. So there's a shout out for everyone that gets the answer right, and one of the correct responders will win one of my favorite things. It is win, win, win. Let's see how well you guys know me. Feeling spooky? Send your real life ghost stories to themediummatters@gmail.com, via DM on one of the show's social media pages, or leave your ghost story on the show's voicemail line at 850-203-0118. And remember, your voicemail will be played on the air, so make sure you let me know if you'd prefer to keep it quiet. Are you liking the show? Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review this and other podcasts you're loving. Your ratings and reviews help support the show and makes it easier for others to find your faves. If you want some bonus content, some exclusives, some all over warm and fuzzy love, make sure you check us out on Patreon. And that is patreon.com/themediummatters, where you get all kinds of goodies for as little as $1 per month. It starts at $1 per month. Make sure you check us out. We are building quite the little family on our Patreon page, and it is a blast. So join the family, patreon.com/themediummatters. With that, you guys, it is a wrap for us tonight. We're back next week with an all new episode of The Medium Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, may your days be supernatural and extraordinary. Good night, you guys.